9:06, I'm going to have to juggle the agenda for later in the show because Jason found a story that I have to take up. We'll get to that after 10 o'clock. We'll get to, we might take this up in a few minutes here as well, but after 10 o'clock, we will get to the what now appears to be the secret forum sponsored by a couple of state lawmakers on climate change. A lot of other stuff to get to as well. I want to start here, though. As you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, I'm an advocate of the sale of raw milk in Wisconsin. I was raised on a dairy farm, most of you know that, in Marinette County. From the time I drank cow's milk, I drank unpasteurized or raw cow's milk and drank until I left home when I was 18. Never got sick. I have 7 siblings. They never got sick. My parents never got sick, and they drank raw milk probably for 70-some years from the time they were children on their parents' farms until they retired in 87. My dad would have been 70, yeah. They drank raw milk all that time. However, transporting raw milk off the location where it was produced and storing it, not everybody knows how to do that. My argument is caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. Understand that there is a risk of pathogens. This almost passed. I believe it was vetoed. And there's another bill. This one requires a lot more regulation of raw milk. From last month, Journal Sentinel. The substitute amendment to SB 236, would allow a dairy farmer to sell unpasteurized milk directly to consumers from a farm, provided the farm met certain guidelines and was registered with the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Farmers selling raw milk would have to take a sample on each day of production, freeze it, preserve it for at least 15 days. They would also have to record the name, address, and phone number of every person who buys raw milk from them, and they would have to make the sales records available for inspection by local, state, and federal government officials. Further, if a farmer gave an antibiotic to a cow, the milk from the animal couldn't be sold until testing proved there was no drug residue. The bill specifies that unpasteurized milk must be free of pathogens, as proven in monthly tests, and the bill sets standards for bacterial counts and somatic cell counts that are indications of a cow's health. Furthermore, the bill says farmers must keep their animals free of bovine tuberculosis, as is demonstrated in annual tests that could cost thousands of dollars. Most critics said, well, that makes it almost impossible to sell raw milk. I agree. My bigger problem, though, is that amount of regulation could give the misperception that the state is vouching for raw milk the way it vouches for pasteurized. It can't do that. On those grounds, I oppose it. Now, someone who supports the sale of raw milk, at least based on a short conversation we had, disagrees with me on that. That would be, or someone who favors the sale of raw milk, but disagrees with me on my reasoning here, State Senator Glenn Grothman. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. It's great to be on your show.
Always good to have you. All right, you know why I have a problem with this. State your case.
Right. I guess my attitude is this. We want raw milk to be legal in the state of Wisconsin because a lot of very health-conscious people feel, with good reason, that raw milk is a lot healthier for you than pasteurized milk.
Yes.
Just like if you heat or burn or whatever, carrots or beans or whatever, they feel raw milk is healthier for you. And a lot of chiropractors and nutritionists will vouch for that. Now, the problem is we have to get a bill through the legislature. And it'd be nice if you could just go right now in Wisconsin, incidental sales of raw milk are legal. It's just that incidental sales isn't defined, and at any given time, a hostile Department of Agriculture could shut you down. So hypothetically, you go out to your neighborhood dairy farm, say, can I buy a couple gallons of milk, and that's okay. But if the farmer begins to sell thousands of gallons of milk every month, the Department of Ag might say it's not incidental. If we're going to get it legal, I can tell, talking to my colleagues in the legislature, that we will not be able to just say anybody can buy raw milk. I mean, that would be fine with me. I think it should be similar to a farmer's market where it's largely unregulated, and you know you're not getting something in the food store that's been irradiated and doused in chemicals. And you know, it'd be nice if you could buy raw milk the same way. I am afraid if we're going to get something through the state legislature, there will have to be some regulation. I think some of that regulation will be unnecessary. Just like every other product that we buy has unnecessary regulation associated with it. My guess would be by the time we're done, maybe the average cost of a gallon of raw milk will have to go up 25 cents or 50 cents a gallon to deal with that unnecessary regulation. But we're not going to agree to anything that a group of sellers of raw milk will not agree to, something that they can live with. Maybe they'll say it's going to cost us another quarter or 50 cents a gallon, but if that's the cost of knowing that we will not have to worry about a rogue Department of Agriculture employee shutting us down, we will live with that. And, of course, I'm not just thinking of the farmer here. I'm thinking as much of the consumer, because a lot of people do want to buy raw milk. And it's frustrating if you have to drive a half hour or 40 minutes or 50 minutes to find a farmer who's comfortable selling you raw milk. It'd be nice if you could. You know, I would think if a bill similar to this passes, you are going to see more farmers selling raw milk.
I don't.
And it'd be easy for somebody to, probably most people get be able to find raw milk somewhere 15 or 20 minutes.
I don't, Glenn. I disagree that you're going to see a lot more people sell raw milk, because I don't think they're going to want to deal with this.
Well, we won't pass the bill. There is a coalition of people who want this. This bill, as written, has people who are selling raw milk now signing off on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some farmers might not want to, but largely what we're asking for here is something that farmers largely have to go through anyway if they're a grade A farm. So if you're a grade A farm, this is not a lot of additional work. There's going to be some testing, that's true. But we figure that for the additional testing that you're required to do, okay, maybe you got to charge another quarter or 50 cents for a gallon of raw milk. That's something that's built in. Now, your concern also was you feel that the government's saying it's okay. And one thing that I haven't thrown out to my coalition, I wondered, because I think there's a lot of evidence out there that raw milk is very safe and actually healthier for you, I wondered if we put something on the gallons as they go out the door, a sticker saying that the Wisconsin Public Health Establishment discourages drinking raw milk. And that would remove any feeling that by legalizing the sale of raw milk, the state of Wisconsin gives its stamp of approval. Now, I think the type of people who drink raw milk are the type of people who are more likely to eat organic. They're more likely to listen to a chiropractor or nutritionist than something they read in a textbook 40 years ago. But I wouldn't mind putting something on every gallon as it left the place saying, you know, the establishment, whatever that establishment is, the medical establishment, discourages this, because there are a lot of very smart people that I know who want to drink it. And to be honest, Jerry, if we said no regulation at all, if we said wide open, you show up on the farm, there's no way that bill could pass the state legislature.
I don't know if I agree with the verbiage, but I think you're onto something with that kind of label. Maybe the verbiage isn't just quite right, but yeah, distinguishing that the state is not essentially saying that this is as safe as pasteurized milk. And that's my concern, Glenn, and that particularly outside of Wisconsin, that's going to be the perception. I think you are onto something. I think I could feel more comfortable with this, and you did mention that when we talked the other day. I don't know if the wording is quite right, but I think the concept might get me to change my mind on this.
And I'll point out, right now, if you look at the 10 largest dairy-producing states in the country, and 8 raw milk sales are legal, in a 9th Michigan, they're looking at cow shares, which is a practical matter,
yep,
makes it legal. So it's entirely possible by this time next year, Wisconsin will be the only state in the country without really a framework for buying raw milk, which is kind of embarrassing, and particularly because over time, as the organic type movement grows, more and more people want to drink raw milk. I mean, there are people who don't like to drink raw milk, and I guess, you know, you You know, it should be a free choice. It seems odd that with so much literature out there and people pushing raw milk, that Wisconsin would be the one dairy state in which you can't get it. And most of these other states have some form of regulation. Europe, of course, raw milk is very common, and Europeans in general are healthier than Americans. It doesn't seem to hurt them. So I think it'll be very much of a disappointment we don't get something through the legislature. And quite frankly, somewhat of an embarrassment to the Republican Party. Like you said, we had a bill legalizing the sale of raw milk passed the legislature until it was vetoed by Governor Doyle 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That passed a Democrat legislature. I mean, at the time, you know, the majority leader, Russ Decker, and the Speaker of the Assembly, Peter Barca, allowed that bill to the floor, and it passed overwhelmingly. And I thought it was, you know, really kind of nice for the Democrats to be for less government and allow a bill like that to the floor. So it passed on a bipartisan basis, a lot of Republicans for, Republicans against, Democrats against. I think now that we have the Republican Party in charge in the legislature, I think it'll be a little embarrassing if we cannot do what a Democrat legislature did.
If a Democratic legislature could do that, why can't a Republican legislature pass a bill with less regulation than what we're talking here?
I think the Wisconsin Dairy Business Association, for whatever motivation, has put together a coalition that, I mean, they're pretty powerful. You know, a lot of people have a cheesemaker or something in their district. Their argument, and I think it's not an informed argument, but their argument is, what if somebody gets sick and it nationwide people then look down on Wisconsin milk? And like I said, all these other states, including California, which sells more or has more dairy than us, they don't worry about this. But for whatever reason, the Dairy Business Association of Wisconsin, I've talked to some of these individual people, I think they're misinformed, but they are very powerful in the state of Wisconsin, and that is a problem.
And I think, though, then my argument is they took exactly the wrong approach. I think that stigma that they are afraid of is a greater possibility with more regulation. That's my point.
Okay. And I think I wouldn't have a problem. I'll have to talk to some of the farmers who sell raw milk. I would not have a problem putting something on every gallon, a sticker or something that says, you know, somebody recommends against drinking it or recommends giving it to small children. That sort of thing. And I think the type of people who buy raw milk are used to questioning the establishment, and they're not going to be dissuaded by something some goofy public health system
does. I think they know that already. I absolutely agree with that. All right, I'm out of time. State Senator Glenn Grothman, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Jerry.
Hey, you bet. I don't know if I exactly like the wording, but I think I like the concept. If you have anything to say about this, we'll have a few minutes for calls in this segment. If anyone wants to agree with me, disagree with me, agree with Glenn, disagree with Glenn, or take an option C, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. There are more than two positions on this, Jason. It's 920.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.